I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Wednesday here on Talk Radio 1210. Welcome in. Just conferring with Ro there. Dan, no bandanas that she has. We'd be reduced to a scarf. We're going to have Senator Pat Toomey momentarily here. He's on board with this and thinks, well, I don't know what, why there was hemming and hawing about the efficacy of doing some kind of face covering. Call it what you will. And I'm wondering if you're on board with that. Not saying even when you're out just going for a walk. I'm talking about you go into a store, you got to get groceries, pharmacy, something like that. It offers protection to everybody. I think it makes a lot of sense. But I have to say, I had a pivot point when I saw someone as inside and as calibrating and as buttoned up as Senator Pat Toomey was starting to be the name I saw in the last couple of days around this. Well, that holds a lot of sway with me. Let's go to Senator Pat Toomey here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome in. A bandana, a mask, or what do you have on today?
Well, I am in isolation in my basement, Tom. So under the circumstances, I'm not wearing one. But if I were going out in public, I would. I'd put on some kind of face covering.
You would. And you said in isolation, so you're not in quarantine or anything, just isolation.
No, well, it's a self-imposed thing, Dom, and only out of an abundance of caution. I have no symptoms whatsoever of anything. I feel great. But I was... And, you know, working 16-hour days with a big group of people in close quarters in small conference rooms as we were hammering out this bill. So given that kind of exposure for an extended period, I thought it'd be better to keep my family safe and just do this for 2 weeks. So I'm living in the basement. And my family seems to be quite perfectly okay with this arrangement.
Oh, God, that's amazing. Well, when I saw your name on this, I jumped at it because I've been on the fence with this. And I don't know if you've seen, since you're in the basement, the Washington Post today, they apparently got a memo from some people at CDC to the White House that are supportive of this. There are a couple that are almost annoying that are not, like the Surgeon General. Has really been out there against it.
Yeah,
and Senator, in this, they talk about, they realize there is a cultural problem with this in the United States to kind of get used to. That might be one of the biggest, but yesterday when President Trump, in his own way on this, I think broke the ice by saying, if we're not saying to get masks because the medical people know that need that, but some kind of face covering, what would the harm be? That makes a lot of sense to me.
So Dom, I spoke with the president yesterday afternoon about an hour before his press conference to urge him to do exactly this. And, you know, I laid out the case for some kind of face covering. It could be a mask. I'm recommending against people getting the N95, you know, the high quality surgical grade mask. Those we need to save for our healthcare providers because they can come into contact, you know, very direct contact with large quantities of this virus. So, you know, they need the best grade masks in the world, and we need to save them for them until we have huge quantities and they're available for everyone, which they're not yet. But it's the same logic that says, you know, sneeze into your arm, cover your mouth when you cough. We all know why we do that. It's because of the little droplets that are expelled that could contain the virus and are a known mechanism for transmission. Well, you know, droplets are released just by speaking, just by exhaling. And so putting some kind of barrier, and you know, it could be as light as a scarf, it could be a bandana, it could be some kind of mask, that is almost certainly going to reduce the rate of transmission. And so the way I think about it is, you know, my mask protects you, your mask protects me, and if we're all wearing masks when we're out in public, then we're all going to be safer and the transmission rate is going to decline. And this isn't just some, you know, abstract theory. You know, countries in East Asia have a cultural practice of wearing masks during flu season all the time. And guess what? South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, they all had much, much lower rates of transmission, a much better experience with this than, say, Italy, the United States so far. So I think, you know, masks for all, that's the idea. I put out a video on Saturday night. As I said, I called the president yesterday. I've spoken with people at CDC urging them to revise the guidelines of the CDC because, you know, we'll all be a little bit safer if we're all wearing these coverings.
I agree with that. And I just wanted to ask you this personal question, though. Boy, how does it feel when you talk to the president of the United States, particularly this guy, and then the president puts it in his own style in the middle of the conference, really that can't be replicated in the way he did, talking about scarves and all. That's got to feel pretty good, and I wanted people to know that. I didn't know that it was your call. Now, maybe there were other influences, but I saw your name on it. It's got to feel pretty good when you're sitting there and you see that. I know I would, that, you know, the relationship and Trump trusting that and Trump saying that, this has tremendous benefit. I got to tell you, though, among some in conservative radio, you know, my thing, as you know, over the years is, and I get wound up, I say things too that maybe, but I'm not going to mock stuff like this because it's reasonable. We're not demanding people do it. We're talking, though, in terms even makeshift. And Senator, somebody put on my Twitter that I thought was really good that I'll pass on to you for what it's worth. This might be a unifying thing. They even talked about USA scarves or something like that, or bandanas. Yeah. And this, we're looking for something to unify, to fight back. This is what a good citizen would do, I think.
I totally agree with that. And it's, first of all, I've been tremendously impressed at how so many people from so many different walks of life, individuals, families, businesses have stepped up to do their part in fighting this. And, you know, this is part of the reason why we're going to get through this and we're going to come out strong. You know, we've got new medicines coming online very, very quickly. We've got a vaccine that'll be an all-time record speed with which that's going to come to market. We've got companies shifting production to start making ventilators and masks. So the response has been terrific. But still, there's a lot of individuals who've called my office, have asked me, well, you know, what can I be doing? What can I do personally? This is a small thing that could really matter. And it would be a matter of, you know, broadly adopting this practice. Frankly, we need a way to make these masks. There's lots of great videos that walk you through it. If you got a sewing machine and an old T-shirt, you can do it. It's really pretty easy. But even if you don't have any facility with a sewing machine, and I don't, you know, a bandana will do a lot of good. And I do think it will tend to be a unifying thing, and people will feel like, okay, I'm doing my part, knowing that by wearing that mask, you're protecting other people. Because let's remember, you absolutely can transmit this virus without having any symptoms yourself. Yeah, if you don't have any symptoms, you don't know you've got it.
The only downside, and I give some space with these experts, and we interact with them, we've had on some of the biggest, but you do it more regularly, is there does sometimes become an institutional arrogance here. And look, you can make a mistake or this things change. And if you admit that, I got to say, Senator, I had the Surgeon General on a year or two ago. I wasn't a big fan then. I'm not a big fan now. He's got to calm down with how much he's pushing this. The others are seemingly
how much he's pushing
open
back
to
against it, you mean?
Pushing against back against it too strongly here.
So Dom, I've got to ask you. I know he put out some comments in opposition to this idea a while back. Has he said anything recently about it?
Yes. He was on Fox and Friends, if you Google that, with Kilmeade and all the other day. Was it yesterday, Dan, I think, maybe? And he was very, very tough on this. He's not my go-to anyhow, but I go to Fauci or I go to Birx, or I like the CDC guy when we had him on. He was very, very good, the head of the CDC. So I think he's got to stand down and talk to some people on this.
I totally agree. I spoke with the head of infectious diseases at the CDC, and he completely agreed with my premise. He completely acknowledged. He watched my video that I had posted and said, yeah, I said, I have no argument with anything you've said there. They are considering whether they would change their own guidelines. Look, I think there's been a concern. Let's be honest. I think there's been a concern that if there was a broad encouragement for people to use some kind of face covering, there might be a run on the N95 masks.
Yes.
And we don't have enough to go around, and so they were concerned about that. So I get that, but you know what? You got to be honest with people. You've got to be honest and be straightforward. People are intelligent enough to understand that we are talking about something different from the face mask that a nurse has to use when she is administering care to someone who has the virus. People get that. And again, I'm not talking about a measure that is going to guarantee the wearer is not going to pick up the virus, but it's going to significantly diminish the chance that the wearer infects someone else. So, look, Scott Gottlieb, the former head of the FDA, is a big advocate for what I'm calling for. And as I say, there's a lot of countries that have really positive experience with this. So I'm going to continue to push it. The president, you heard him. The president is very sympathetic to this idea. He immediately understood the logic and the sense of this. He has not officially endorsed it. I get that. But it is under review with his team, and I hope they'll come to the right conclusion.
We're talking with Senator Pat Toomey. Now, ominous, we had to swallow this one bill of $2.1 trillion with all the nonsense because I think it was the right thing to do at that point. But now we're hearing another bill, and ominously, infrastructure being brought up, Senator, and Nancy Pelosi, the governor of New Jersey, adamantly trying to get rid of the cap that was put in the Trump tax bill on their outrageous spending in New Jersey, New York, that whole thing. That becomes job one. Are we going to sign off on another couple trillion dollars, do you think?
My reaction to that when I saw Speaker Pelosi's comments is, first of all, today's Wednesday. This bill was signed into law last Friday. It's not yet a week. And it's over $2 trillion. Let's take a deep breath here. Let's see how this goes. I'm sure we're going to find that some of the programs are not going to unfold exactly as we had hoped, and so we're going to want to make some fixes. But before we decide we've got to launch another giant bill, I think we should learn a little bit about where we are and how this one is working, and we should not allow Speaker Pelosi to use this as the opportunity to advance her partisan, parochial, liberal wish list of things that she could never pass under ordinary circumstances. That is not acceptable. We're probably going to need to do something at some point. But, let's take a breath and see how over to. And Dom, when you include the authority of the Federal Reserve to lend money to these programs, the total power of this legislation is going to be closer to $3 to $4 trillion. That's massive.
Exactly.
So let's proceed cautiously with yet another bill.
Now, this is a tough ask, but I'll ask you because we know Senator Pat Toomey with us is on the federal level. But at the level that I'm at, we're a conduit here of people with their stories. They trust in us to amplify them, of these businesses that willy-nilly are being shut down in Pennsylvania. It is incredible. We had on a state senator today where there's 6,000 car dealerships. Only 20 have been opened in Pennsylvania. The waiver, there's nothing that can be done here. Can they tell your office this stuff? Is there anything you can do to get an answer, or is this just it's up to the legislature to push back against the governor on this stuff.
Well, no, I've had a lot of conversations with constituents of from all walks of life all across the Commonwealth who are very concerned about this, and I'm very concerned. You know, we have decided to close our economy. Pretty much that's what we've done. We've shut it down. Mm-hmm. And that is a devastating thing to do, and it is not sustainable for long periods of time. It's really not. The amount of human misery that will result from having no jobs, no income, no business, no products, no service, and that's totally unsustainable, right? So I understand why the governor felt the need to do this, and it's really all driven by the need to slow down the rate of transmission so that we don't overwhelm our hospital capacity for those people who will need hospitalization, and a certain percentage of people who are infected will need hospitalization. So I get all that. My point, though, is we've got to very soon start thinking about how we can be more selective about the isolation right. and the shutdown. As far as I'm concerned, you can put armed guards around nursing homes because it's clear that that's a very vulnerable population and you can't allow people coming and going. But that's not the same circumstance everywhere. And if we are able to reduce the rate of transmission, if people are wearing masks, if they're observing the social right. distancing, if you've got proper hand sanitization, if it's a young workforce, if it's in a county where there are few or no known cases of this, then I think we're going to have to start to treat that situation differently. And I think we're going to have to get to that point relatively soon. It's not a blanket thing, Dom. I don't think this right. is an on-off switch. I think it's one where we start to look selectively at circumstances, geography, vulnerability, and we have different levels of isolation and restrictions to reflect the vulnerability of the people there.
Well put. I'll let you go back to your basement and other work there. But
I haven't left.
Okay, but kudos on the mask, and I'm hoping to hear that at the conference today a little bit more dramatically from the president. I'm so glad to see you involved in that, and thank you. This is one of the great things that you've accomplished as this moves forward.
Well, let's keep plugging away. I appreciate your promoting this with your listeners. Masks for all. When you're out in public, just any kind of basic cover-up, even if it's just a scarf or a bandana, it's going to slow down the rate of transmission, and that's a big part of defeating this virus and keeping us all safe. Thanks, Tom.
Senator, as always.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.